podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
You guys, if you want, go to our Dom in the Morning Facebook page. I'll post something right now. There's a new website that's out. You guys remember a few days ago, we were one of the first to break the website that judges how old you are by your photo.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
It predicts your age and your gender. Well, there's a new one out. It's called, what's it called? Dude. How dude do I look?
Oh, no.
And it supposedly judges how manly you are. So we took Jeremy's profile picture and my profile picture, and we plugged them in.
And I know where this is going. I can already tell.
It turned out. So if
it's not dumb. It's the program.
It's the program. It's not me saying it.
I got a baby face.
So we plugged it in, and I came out as 80% dude.
Nice.
So I think I'm all right with being 80% dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
Jeremy
solid.
Came out as what?
I don't know, Emily. Go to our Dom in the Morning Facebook page.
Well, let's see. 24% would be overquoting it. Because Jeremy's 23%
Damn
dude.
Damn it.
Hashtag, well. You're so pretty.
Damn it.
Oh. And what I like is that wearing his, what's the name of your shirt again?
Oh, yeah, my Gas Monkey Garage
the
Hot
Gas
Rod
Monkey
Shop.
Gas Monkey Garage Hot Rod Shop t-shirt.
Dom's in his
today.
Dockers.
I don't own Dockers.
Just for funsies, let's put Emily's face in there.
Come on. God, if I get more than 23%, this will be the best day
90% dude.
All right, we'll plug Emily in, too.
Just for funsies. But,
so I did have to admit this morning that Jeremy wins when it comes to our food choices last night, because I was telling him off the air, Emily, my dinner last night was sitting at the bar at Old Chicago and I had fried pickles. That was my dinner.
That's pretty good, though.
They were tasty. They have a nice little dip that goes
nothing
with
wrong with that.
With a big
dip-age.
Old Stella, you know, so fried pickles. And then here's what he busts out.
Enchiladas.
But you did the homemade enchiladas.
Yeah, and the cool made enchiladas last night. They were good.
Okay, what does that mean?
They were white people enchiladas, so, you know, she made them in the oven, some sauce and ground beef and cheese. They were good. She made them with the white flour tortillas, though.
Oh, no.
I'm a corn tortilla enchilada guy.
You have to do them with corn, otherwise they fall apart.
Her heart was in the right place, but they were soggy, a little soggy. She's probably listening.
Jeremy, you remind me of someone that we work
with. They were really good, though.
Who is always like, oh, God, you know, that sounded really good, but how I would have done it is.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't want to say anything because, I mean, she's been working hard at home.
Come on,
with the
she's
baby.
Recovering from surgery.
It's that whole thing. So her heart was in the right place.
What'd you have with it? Like some nice rice and beans?
Side of broccoli.
No,
steamed
you did
broccoli.
Not have broccoli with that. You guys are very white.
That is a whole new level of Caucasian.
White. That was our white Cinco de Mayo, white flour tortillas.
Steamed broccoli.
I think Emily's right. You just redefined Caucasian.
Man, they were really good. It was so nice of her to make dinner last night.
You're listening to Barry Manilow in the background?
I don't know if she's not listening. I had one and a half.
Yeah, sure.
It's really good. Thanks, honey.
He's starting to envy my fried pickles now, aren't you?
So am. Yeah. Soggy.
So Mother's Day coming up in just a little bit. I was talking to some people down the hall yesterday, and they mentioned something like, oh, well, my kids are going to, you know, treat my wife. They're going to make her breakfast in bed. And so my first thought was, all right, now that's cute. If the kids come in on Sunday and they bring mom breakfast in bed, that gets a hall pass because that's just cute, right? I don't know what the kids are going to make. Sometimes you worry about the kids burning the house down, you know, making breakfast. But if you take the Mother's Day element and kids making breakfast for mom out of it, then we got into this long, 5-minute debate in the kitchen here at work over the qualities of breakfast in bed. And there were people like, oh, I just think that is the greatest thing in the world. And I had to take the side of, I think breakfast in bed is horribly awkward.
Yeah, hashtag overrated.
And who's actually ever really done it? Have you done it?
Yes, I've obviously had breakfast in bed, but it is awkward and uncomfortable. I don't get how you're supposed to sit, how
the
stuff...
You put the pillows behind you. From what I've seen on TV, there's a special tray, right?
Yeah, you need the tray.
You need the bed tray.
I don't have the special
tray.
That might make a big difference.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to balance stuff.
A plate, and then you get your orange juice next to you, and it's spilling.
Yeah. Right. And so now crumbs. Chris is a big fan.
I am a fan. You don't want to do cereal with milk, obviously. You know,
why not?
Because you don't want to spill milk in your bed. Then you have a wet bed, and that's not good.
That's normal for me.
But look, at a cup of coffee and a bagel on a small little plate, Nothing better. Some pillows
behind you. That's
a
snack.
A bagel is breakfast?
Yeah, you're snacking
that's
in
a
bed.
Snack, yeah. Chris.
We're talking
eggs.
Breakfast.
Okay, eggs and bacon. Sure.
Food group.
Something like, with syrup.
Waffles. So like waffles with bacon and orange juice and the coffee and all that. Now that is toast. That's breakfast in bed.
A little vase with a single daisy in it.
Sure.
So on you'd Sunday, still be all for that.
All for it. All for it.
You got crumbs in your bed. You got ants in your bed, I bet.
At least she doesn't spill milk because she doesn't want a wet spot.
Yeah, but you got a slice of toast in your butt crack.
Let me ask you this. Do you have the special tray?
I do have a special tray. Yes.
Well, maybe that would make the difference, I guess. And you ever see it in the movies when they bring it in, too? They always have the, as Emily calls it, the vase with the one little flower in it. And it's like, really? Who does all
you
of that?
You know what I still need, though, is someone to deliver it to me.
Garcon.
That's what I
need. A manservant.
Yeah. Yep. You can't really make yourself breakfast in bed, can you? You can't get up, go down to the kitchen, prepare waffles and bacon.
Then you're just lazy. Sitting there with a Hot Pocket.
And then you wander back down the hall.
Sticky fingers.
Get back in bed.
That's lazy.
It's just all
or you're high.
You should try it sometime, Dom.
No, as I'm saying, I have had breakfast in bed before, but I have to agree it's overrated.
Unless you're at a hotel, you know, room service, that's fine. The crumbs are okay in someone else's bed, but not in your own.
It's not even the crumbs I worry about. It's just that it's uncomfortable. There's no real comfortable way to do it.
Because if you are sitting up, then you got to lean way forward to get to that tray. Even.
Right. And then, you know, when you're cutting, there's no stable surface. It's higgity giggity.
I think what I found is that.
Try it in a waterbed.
The ergonomics just don't work.
Right. Yeah.
And I know that we have just completely sucked all the romance and beauty out of it.
Nobody's doing it anyway.
Waterbed. She's the one that sucked it out. She said waterbed, all right? Ain't nothing sexy about that.
Slosh, 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 slosh.
Are we still talking about breakfast in bed?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.